You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by the Standard Bank Group. South Africa has had to make very different energy decisions over the last couple of years, particularly if we are looking at moving towards a more liberalized energy structure and energy mix in the country. We're going to be taking a look at this and what it potentially means for the private capital markets as we transition into a different phase for South Africa's energy. I'm joined on the line by the head of power within Standard Bank's Corporate and Investment Banking Division, Rentshia van Tonder. Take a look at this and see what we make of it. Rentshia, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with perhaps the shifts that we have been seeing in the energy market, particularly in South Africa, but I suppose we can broaden it to the rest of the world as well. Energy conversations are looking very different today.
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy, and thanks for having me. I think it's definitely an interesting time for us, not only in South Africa, globally as well, in terms of some of the messaging we see around the changing narrative. Pushing towards clean energy has been questioned. However, I think if you look at the continent and the desperate need for new generation as well as transmission, certainly a very interesting theme and focus area for us as a bank.
Rentshia, are we seeing that with the changes that are happening, particularly in South Africa, that perhaps private capital and private investment is starting to look at the energy investment conversation a little differently? I mean, I'm thinking about Eskom finally moving ahead with that decision to unbundle into the three divisions. That means that we now have more opportunity, but also more specialized opportunity. Is private capital seeing it that way as well?
Yes, what we see in South Africa is a deliberate shift and support from a policy directive perspective from government. We see a liberalized market being introduced, and the momentum has started 3-4 years ago, not only with the announcement of the unbundling of Eskom, but also through the opening up of the market through regulation supporting self-generation, wheeling not only behind the meter and where you have the ability to have an IPP to sell to a corporate on a bilateral basis, but also now the introduction of traders. And I think there may be a lot of noise around Eskom challenging some of these traders being awarded licenses, but certainly a positive move in terms of where we see this market is going. NERSA is currently going through a process to finalize the rules for energy traders, and I think that will just create a much smoother path in terms of how do we introduce new generation into a liberalized market.
Rentshia, you mentioned a liberalized market, and we speak of this concept of energy liberalization. What then becomes the role of someone like a Standard Bank or other players in a liberalized energy market? What does that look like?
I think the key thing for any financier is to see how they can unlock growth, not only for its clients, but more so for the country itself. And whether that is South Africa or any of the African markets and countries we operate in, when we play a role in terms of supporting private investment projects and our clients, we want to see a meaningful investment towards economic growth, which is sustainable in our sector more specifically. Electricity generation and transmission will lead inherently to new economic growth, and that will just uplift the country and have a ripple effect to any other sector. So when you talk about a liberalized market, you immediately introduce the ability for private sector to play a meaningful role in terms of supporting the supply gap of generation, but also more lately through independent transmission projects, which been envisaged in South Africa through a program to be able to crowd in private sector and to fund that through the private sector, which just assists not only the government, but the economy to be more enhancing towards growth. And I think that's where we are excited, the Standard Bank. I think the one question that many people ask is, how is it going to be funded? You know, will the financiers find these type of opportunities bankable? And how do you ensure that you have private sector investment? And that's where a bank like Standard Bank wants to play a leading role in unlocking some of these opportunities.
Rensha, before I let you go, let's perhaps look at what those opportunity sets might look like. We know South Africa's energy conversation. We know how much things like infrastructure financing are going to cost and building our transmission lines. But we also know that Standard Bank operates on the African continent. It's not limited to one particular country on the continent. And therefore, that means then that you have different conversations to have around things like energy trade and perhaps cross-border relationships. How does that start to fit into the energy conversation?
Yeah, I think Jimmy, the important thing is not only to look at one country in isolation. I think the narrative at the moment is that each country want to become self-sufficient. They want to ensure that they don't need to rely on regional flows of electrons to be able to sustain growth and support of electricity development. But I think the reality is that we've seen a far more integrated transmission network. We see the South African power pool being developed through more and more registered players on the power pool as licensed players selling into the power pool directly to clients. We see the development through independent transmission projects, not only in South Africa, but more so in the region and where the World Bank is becoming more involved. So I think that per se is unlocking a more diversified market to sell into. And from a financing perspective, I think it's exciting times. We need to get our head around how do we bank, how do we make sure that there's appropriate risk allocation. But at the end of the day, I think the benefits should be seen in terms of regional integration and not only delivering to a specific client, but more so in terms of connecting countries where you may have increased generation and demand in other countries. If you can make sure that you get the wires connected and get the linkages going, it is only be a good story in terms of growth.
Unlocking and liberalizing energy on the African continent and ensuring that we achieve a resilient future as an African continent. That is the goal of the energy team within the Standard Bank Group. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to Rensha for those insights and for the time. Rensha van Tonder, the head of power at Standard Bank Group's corporate and investment banking, joining us to take a look at energy conversations on the African continent and how the investment takes place. This feature was brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best Forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise. And you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.